mind behind the pendulum.
Tell us what you see.
I heard a knock at the door. There was an old lady. She had this weird smile on her face. She took me downstairs. They were wearing robes. It was a black mass. Now they'll kill you too.
Clip from the new movie, Regression. Oh, man. I'm telling you, somebody's going to have to go with me. Ethan Hawke joins us. Ethan Hawke, now watch for this introduction. Ethan Hawke, well-respected by his peers, but I think maybe underrated by the public, is one of the great American actors. I think he's terrific.
I thought you were going to say one of the hottest.
And I'm not just kissing your butt. I really believe that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, man. I had one of the best acting experiences of my life there in Chicago. A few years ago, I did a play at Steppenwolf and had you got a whole city full of great actors.
It really is true. Chicago's underrated, too, as a fountain of great acting talent. So tell me about Regression, starting with your co-star, who everybody's going to know.
Yeah, Emma Watson is, it's a strange thing. It's very rare somebody that we've all kind of watched grow up. And I mean, I don't know that. There's not many movies that have been more seen than the Harry Potter series. I mean, I have to watch through the whole thing with each kid. each kid I have wants to watch the whole thing. I think I've seen all those movies like four times.
Sure.
I don't think I was ever more popular in my household than when I was working with Hermione.
Right. You're going, Dad, you finally made a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, normally they give me such a hard time about going to work. But if I was going to work with Emma, well, then that was important. You don't need to walk me to school. You need to go be with Emma.
Take your time, Dad. No guilt trip today. Ethan Hawke, Regression. It opens this Friday with Emma Watson as well. Tell people about the movie.
Well, it's a movie directed by this guy, Alejandro Amenábar, who is a Spanish director who did a film a few years ago called The Others with Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
And he's just kind of an interesting filmmaker, and I really did the movie for the chance to work with him. And I don't know, the movie tries to follow, allegedly inspired by true events. I don't know to what extent I really buy that, but that's what the poster says.
Right, got it.
No, there are cases of, it's a young woman is abused by her family, and I play the cop who's investigating it as I investigated a larger crime unfolds.
And as this movie plays out, I will be closer and closer to going from faking I'm not scared to actually thinking I need to leave the theater.
I know. This guy's really interesting. I don't know if you saw The Others, but it's less of a roller coaster ride and more of just kind of spooky, weird movie.
The suspense part that I grew up on with Hitchcock, when I was a little kid, I think I was 2 or 3 when Psycho came out. But I remember being 8, 9, 10 years old when Psycho came out. You go back and look at Psycho. There's no gore in Psycho, but it scared the hell out of you. I haven't taken a shower since I watched Psycho. That's how scary Psycho is.
No, Psycho is absolutely... All those Hitchcock movies still remain the bar. Between Kubrick and Hitchcock laid it down about how to do tension in film.
But it sounds like what he's achieved here, and this is a dude that I don't know, your director, Amenábar, I don't know that I want to be in an elevator stuck with him because I think he's got a dark side to him, but I'd have to watch him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you want that. You don't want to be surrounded by birds. You don't want to walk up on any tall towers. You don't want to cross any black cats.
But having said that, I want to see this movie because I want to see what you do with the cop. I want to see Emma Watson play this kind of a role. And I want to see how crazy Amenábar can make me. So it's Regression. It's Friday. Before we run out of time with you, we're taking celebrity Super Bowl picks. Who you got Sunday?
All right. Well, listen to me. I got my man Peyton Manning, and I got the Denver Broncos defense. I know everybody thinks I'm nuts, but I have a theory that the old dog's not going to go down. I think he's going to come out and, well, that's what I want. What do I really think is going to happen? I don't know. But what I want to happen, I'm a Giants fan, and as you follow Eli Manning, you watch how these Manning brothers carry themselves. They both are such class acts, and over the years, when Peyton first started, I really didn't like him. He won too much. And Mm-hmm. I never like anybody that wins that much.
Mm-hmm.
But as the years have gone by and you watch how he handles himself and carries himself through all this adversity, I've really grown to have a tremendous amount of respect for him. And I'd really like the story to end well, you know. And then that said, I just think Cam Newton's the most exciting thing in football right now. So it's kind of win-win for me.
Well, it is for us, too. You know, Ron Rivera being an old Chicago Bear, it's hard not to pull for Rivera. And Carolina's been great for you know, all season long. They've just been unbelievable and underrated again. But having said that, I believe Cam Newton's going to get one, two, maybe three. And I truly believe this is Peyton Manning's last rodeo. I'm with you. I want Peyton Manning to get one more. I want it to be a good Thanksgiving where Eli doesn't get to go. I got two, you got one. They both get two.
You know, I hate listening to the sports announcers beat up on old legends. You know,
yep.
I hate it. And they've all been like, you know, as if none of us ever have a bad day, you know?
Right.
As if any of us never struggle. You know, they all love to promote the new guy and everything. I think Cam Newton's got a whole generation of changing the quarterback position and being a stud and a hero. And this is the end of Peyton's era. And truth be told, that Denver defense is sick. And Tom Brady is a great quarterback, and he couldn't get a damn throw off.
No, they're tremendous.
So all the old dudes always say defenses win Super Bowls. So let's see.
Yeah, and by the way, Alejandro Amenábar's next movie is about that Denver defense where it just chases people around in an old house. Ethan Hawke, man, good luck with regression. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. All the best. Oh, we love Ethan. He's great.
Seems like such a cool, chill,
laid-back,
funny guy. And then you see him in like Dead Poets Society and Boyhood, and he's just so serious.
He commits.
He does commit.